For 7:30 or 8:30?
Whatever the notice says is when it is.
Well, I'm
8:30 Eastern Time, Monday.
Okay.
19th.
Okay.
And it's a closed session.
There was no open session?
There's no open session noticed that I can see. Somebody else can look. Hello?
Yes.
No, I'm trying to make sure you're there.
So it's Monday. It's Monday at 8:30 Eastern.
Yes.
For an executive session only. Okay, that's the next executive session.
Monday, May 15th.
So unless, is there an objection? Do we need to vote?
I just have one question.
Yes, PJ.
I just wanted to know if the things that people have written, that everything is sent with some kind of heading so it doesn't get lost, of the things that can affect how we see the situation, especially for those of us who don't have the historical context of what this is really all about. Put it in writing in an email, and if we can have a subject line that says it's for this meeting on May 15th, and so that we know the history and no long diatribes, just to the point.
The subject matter, okay. I can do that. Chair, this is Benito to the stack.
Yeah.
Actually, it's just a poor request. I'm confused about the status of your proposal.
Okay, let me explain it to you.
To my agenda item.
My proposal is send me whatever you want in an email, and I'll try and get it on the agenda of our next public session. What we're trying to do is approve an auditor here, because the Secretary of State for the state of Cal, or the Attorney General for the state of California, has told us that we don't get our audits in order, you're going to yank our charter. And you're either in favor of getting an audit done or you're not.
That's
I don't care which of these audit firms we hire. I just want someone hired.
With 2 points. Number one, with regard to my agenda item, so that would be on the next public session agenda.
If you request it in writing.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. And
it wasn't continued.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do that.
William, okay, thank you.
And then the other point, if I can finish, I'm just about.
Go ahead.
Given what Robert just said, it seems to me that maybe we need to, it seems to me that next steps, which is an open agenda issue, seems to be the most important thing we need to do. Because otherwise we would be considered, well, we're going to do it tonight anyway, but it seems like we're talking or considering these audit firms without having a process, and that process has to be discussed in open session. So it seems to me that we need to deal with this issue post haste, and if so, maybe we need to, I don't know, maybe extend this session here until we can.
It's too late to extend. I had asked for an open session and a closed session. It didn't get noticed. I'm sorry about that. I had specifically said, do it like we're doing it tonight, and it didn't happen. And so, you know, you're probably right. We should have something in place before we do anything, but I don't think we're going to do anything in closed session tonight except for talk about proposals without taking any action.
Okay.
I don't know how we could, because we don't have a procedure in place.
Right, exactly. That was my point.
But
well, couldn't we extend this session for maybe 20 minutes?
If you don't want to have the executive session, you do whatever you're big enough to do. The rules would say it's too late to file a motion to extend, but I'm going to allow it because, you know, I am convinced nobody wants to hire an auditor. So, you know, if we hadn't had the nonsensical discussion about who could come to our committee meetings that we're duly elected to, we would have been discussing the next step. Now you've had your cake and you want to eat it too. So if anybody objects to Benito's motion to extend, then we'll take a vote. But I have to hear the motion first.
So I move to extend 30 minutes so to deal with next steps.
Okay. Any objection to the motion? I heard a noise, but it didn't sound like anybody saying object or anything. So if there is no objection, then we are extended for 30 minutes. So,
this is Grace Grace for the stack.
Grace, go ahead.
Okay. I have in front of me Robert Mark's suggested protocol. I would, if I can, I will read it, and then we can vote it up or down or amend it or add to it or whatever. Is that okay?
Go ahead. You've got the floor.
I suggest that this is the suggestion that Robert Mark made in an email sent out at 10:59 a.m. Pacific time this morning. I suggest that we conduct interviews in the same manner that the PNB personnel interviews are conducted. Two members of the committee are designated to alternately pose predetermined questions to the audit committee. A phone interview is scheduled between these two committee members and the audit firm representative. There is strict adherence to the predetermined questions. The interviews are recorded and posted to a message board where all committee members can access and listen to the interview prior to the meeting where a selection is made. That sounds pretty comprehensive to me.
I will suggest that
become a motion coming from Robert Mark.
This is Benito, request for information.
Go ahead.
Can you just repeat the last sentence?
Okay. If I'll read the whole thing if that's what's desired.
Yeah, that's cool too.
Okay. And Robert said, I suggest that we conduct interviews so we could make it. We will conduct interviews in the same manner that the PNB personnel interviews are conducted. Two members of the committee are designated to alternately pose predetermined questions to the audit committee. I'm sorry, the audit candidate. A phone interview is scheduled between these two committee members and the audit firm representative. There is strict adherence to the predetermined questions. The interviews are recorded and posted to a message board where all committee members can access and listen to the interview prior to the meeting where a selection is made. I will forward that to the whole committee.
Benito to the stack.
Go ahead, Benito.
I generally support that process, but I think my recollection of the personnel committee process, and I was on the personnel committee in 2014 and 2015. So the process did allow for, or did provide for, I guess it was two, maybe three, whatever, number of interviewers, but it also allowed other committee members to listen in, not ask questions or comment, but listen in simultaneously while the interview was being conducted. So they would be like silent listeners. So that way, you know, people get the opportunity to hear that, that applicant, fresh. So that's it. That would be the only thing I would say, you know.
I believe that you are correct. I believe we did it both ways. We allowed people to call and listen live, but we also posted it for people to get to, because we had to schedule these around everybody's schedule, so there were people that couldn't listen live. But I think we did it both ways.
Right, you're right.
Who's next on the stack?
Yeah, this is William.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have an objection to doing it this way, but I think I'm having someone that was on the audit committee last time around in 2012 saying that the whole committee participated. Just a comment. I think this way is okay, but just that's what they, I'm being told we were done, it was done in 2012. Thank you.
Well, the reason this was done in personnel is because if you ask different questions to different candidates, you could get sued. And so this procedure was designed so that every candidate answered exactly the same question without variance.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you, William.
Grace from Stack.
Was there anybody before Grace? Then go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I deleted a sentence and a half or so from Robert's email. To make it more succinct, and also I'd like to add an amendment at the beginning of this motion. And the amendment would be that audit committee members shall send proposed questions by email to the audit committee, but may also propose questions in audit committee meetings after carefully reviewing returned RFPs.
Any objection to that amendment?
Point of clarification. Do we not have the next meeting scheduled later the day that the proposals come in? And
as far as I'm told, we do not.
Well, the reason I asked the question was Grace's change amendment implied that first we would have the opportunity to read the proposals and then we would have the meeting. And it didn't seem like there was enough daylight for that to happen.
Well, but we could
not if we meet on the 15th.
The specifics of the proposals in executive session. We have to approve the questions in an open session.
I have... I have a point of information.
Yes.
Okay. Because closed PNB meetings or any meeting of a local station board do not have public participation, can't we just decide as a committee to move into closed session after we end this open session? I think that that's proper. Also, you did say, I believe, last week that we were going to have a closed session tonight, which is ample notice for a closed session.
Well, yeah, we had a closed session for tonight, notice. It's an open session for next week that isn't noticed. There's a closed session that was supposed to start 27 minutes ago tonight.
Okay, so we do have it. We're going to have a closed session tonight then.
Well, unless it's extended for about 12 minutes.
Okay.
It's Benito.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about the correction I was trying to make to Grace's main motion with regard to committee members being able to listen to the interviews, be it simultaneously or, as Robert said, later on. I would want that included in...
Make a motion.
I move that all committee members have the right to listen in on the... interviews, be it simultaneously or after the fact.
Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, that is an amendment that is approved to the Grace's motion. I guess we need to vote on Grace's amendment to her own motion, which was underlying my motion. Does anybody object to Grace's motion?
Bishop, can you just repeat it?
I can't. Grace can't.
Okay. Yes, I'll repeat it. Audit committee members shall send proposed questions to be asked of audit firms by email to the audit committee, but may also propose questions in audit committee meetings after carefully reviewing returned RFPs. And then I believe that... all committee members have the right to listen in to interviews either when they are taking place, or after the fact.
Simultaneously, or I think he said. Benito, could you send your language to the secretary so he can get it in a minute?
Yeah, okay.
After the fact by recording.
Okay, and we didn't have objection to that part, but the first part about sending them questions in writing or at the meeting, is there any objection to that change? Hearing none, that's approved. Now we have the underlying motion as amended, which is all that stuff, and go ahead and read it as you sent it out, Grace.
Okay, so it would be... the amendment that I have to the committee membership with proposed questions, that should be added to the beginning. So I'll put that at the beginning. My amendment is, audit committee members shall send proposed questions to be asked of audit firms by email to the audit committee, but may also propose questions in audit committee meetings after carefully reviewing returned RFPs. And then two members of the committee are designated to alternately or shall be designated to alternately pose predetermined questions to the audit candidate. A phone interview is scheduled between these two committee members and the audit firm representative. There is strict adherence to the predetermined questions. The interviews are recorded and posted to a message board where all committee members can access and listen to the interview prior to the meeting where a selection is made. So that is the
motion as amended.
Well, also, but there's also Benito's amendment that says
we already approved that. That's already should be in there.
Yes, but it's a little, I didn't read it, though.
You read it the last time we asked you to read it.
Okay, whatever.
I asked him to send in the written language to the secretary. You had
it. I'm going.
Okay.
So, as we understand these amendments, Benito's amendment and Grace's additional language about submitting questions, and then the underlying select two members to do the interviews, is there any objection to that motion as amended? Okay. Therefore, that motion is passed. Now, here we come to the hard part. We need to select the two people. And here's my suggestion. I don't want to dance around and pretend there aren't factions at Pacifica. What I want to do is say, let's have each faction designate someone to be a questioner. And for one faction, I would suggest Bill, William, and for the other faction, whoever y'all want. Anybody want to volunteer for that duty that's clearly a faction?
To the stack.
I suggest Jamie Gomez from the other faction.
Okay, well, we had someone on the stack that I think is objecting to my suggestion in the first place. Let's hear that. Was that PK?
Yeah, I don't want to be on a faction. I'm not on a faction. I want to be part of a committee that does the work. I get this, but this is just unacceptable to me. I'm sorry. It is.
Well, but the reality is there are factions, and the only way that we're ever going to have a fair determination to both factions is to have one faction select a member to question and the other faction select.
Benito to the stack.
Benito, go ahead.
You know, I absolutely agree with PK's aspiration. You know, I think that this phenomena of factions is what is destroying Pacifica more than anything else. More than any financial problem. This is the fundamental problem of Pacifica. However, the fact of the matter is that they do exist. And so in order to facilitate the work of the committee so that everybody feels that they've been represented, then I absolutely support Robert's motion or Robert's proposal. And, well, I'll leave it at that. And I would also support his suggestion that William Heerwagen represent one of the groups. Let's call it groups. Whatever. But I also think, just to deal with the immediate reality so we can move forward. But I definitely agree with PK.
Well, we haven't heard. William, do you agree to serve in that capacity?
Well, this is William. I have a question, point of information.
Yes.
What is it that these two people are going to do?
They read the predetermined questions to the audit candidates, alternatively.
Okay, who's going to decide what the questions are?
We have to do that, but we just passed a motion saying that those questions were going to be determined by being submitted in writing before the next meeting or at the next meeting. We're just now picking the people.
The people to read them.
Correct.
Select them. Okay, so I decline. This is just to read a question doesn't mean a thing. It's deciding what the questions are that's important.
So well, you'll have your opportunity for input on that,
too. Read a question. I don't need to read a question.
All right. Jaime, are you interested in the job? Is anybody interested in the job? I guess not.
Eileen to the staff. Other questions?
Eileen, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, do we think the same people need to ask the questions of every applicant? If they're predetermined questions?
Well,
because
unless you want to get this audit off the ground by September, then it's a lot simpler to just designate two people for the whole process.
Yeah, I see your point. I'm just thinking, you know, in terms of scheduling, you know, some people might be able to do it at a particular time of day and not at another time of day.
All right.
That's all.
For me, I would just select an auditor on the basis of the written submissions and not new interviews, because obviously nobody is interested in doing the work of the interview. So where are we on time for this item? Is anybody there?
Yeah, William's here. I'm not a timekeeper, but it's been 30 minutes.
You know?
It's not.
So,
I'm sorry. It's only been 20 minutes. It was 8:42 we started this. My arithmetic is bad.
This is Grace. I propose that Robert Mark be one of the people asking the questions.
Well, I'm not going to decline if nobody else wants it. If anybody wanted it, I would be happy to decline. But we still need a second. PK, are you up for it?
I'm up for it.
All right. Is there any objection to Robert Mark and PK McCary being the questioner?
Yeah.
Hearing none, that's decided. And again, we've already decided that you're all going to submit proposed questions for the interviewees before the next meeting, and we can discuss them at the next public session meeting. I've submitted one already today. If I have to send it back out, I will. Is there anything else we can discuss in terms of process at this point? Go ahead, whoever that was.
Yeah. I was trying to find my agenda.
This is Grace. May I be recognized?
Yes.
I'd like to, if I can, move to adjourn this open session and move to close session.
Second.
Okay. It's a mandatory motion. Is there any objection to the adjournment? Hearing none, we are in adjournment. Stay on the line. We'll go right into executive session.